I'm good. Okay.
What is this assignment about?
Sure. So basically, I'm writing a paper talking about, I don't know if you've read this in the news, but some Australian universities decided to put a restriction on applicants coming from India. So some of them put restrictions, and then some of them have put like bans. So this, because there's an influx of a lot of students who are using the student visa as a way to find work instead of being a student. So it's basically student visa fraud, right?
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So that's why they feel like the students who are coming in and saying that they want to study don't actually want to study. They just want to find a job. Or they say that they want to apply to this one university, but then they'll transfer, you know, like somewhere else. So that's affecting the number of actual, like now they have to shift through all the applicants who actually want to study in Australia. Yeah. Okay. So
I didn't read it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all over the news. So at least I've been reading a lot about it.
But I've been living under a rock since Australia. Honestly.
No, it's fair. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to first just do a little introduction about yourself, like your name, what you're studying.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm Arushi, and I'm studying Masters of Management at the University of Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
First year.
Mm-hmm. That's first year. And so now that I've told you that there's concerns regarding student visa fraud, I also want to tell you that the universities that have decided to place restrictions are Victoria University, Edith Cowan University, Torrens University, Southern Cross University, and just now this month they added two new universities, Victoria and Western Sydney University in New South Wales. Yeah. And so what they've decided to do is they're trying to ban students coming from Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, and Gujarat. So I wanted to know, what are your thoughts, like what are your initial thoughts on this, and how do you feel as an international student?
I personally believe that putting a restriction on students coming to uni will not be the solution, right? I mean, either you change the curriculum that's intensive enough that people don't really get time to go out and find jobs, because I'm pretty sure the unis are also quite laid back. Like, you don't really have to put in a lot of effort to go through with it. That's why they're going out for jobs. Either you make it quite academically intensive and go through the applications properly, that the students have a fair intent of coming and studying, because that's up to the authorities, right? Students are going to try to grab every opportunity that comes in their way.
Of course. Yeah.
So it's up to you to be more, to filter out the process a little bit better, maybe make the unis a little more academically intensive. So the authorities.
Yeah, I agree. And I want to know, like, what was your application process like when you were applying to the University of Sydney?
My application process was quite straightforward. Everything, they asked for documents beforehand, which I applied, which I provided them with. But there was a little bit of a delay for my application process specifically, because I think there were a lot of applications that were being held up. Quite a delay. I mean, I had to do everything at the very last moment because I was having communication problems with the uni, but in the end, but I think it was quite straightforward generally. Everything was out there, whatever they wanted from us, the documents, everything.
Yeah. So did you do this like independently, or did you get like a like an agent?
No. Had a university counselor who was helping me throughout the application process.
And like you mentioned, there was like difficulty in communication. Like is it because like of the
It was because for University of Melbourne, my intake got changed because of how long the process was taking, even though I applied within the application the time frame that they provide.
Mm-hmm.
After that, also my intake got changed because I think what I heard was a lot of applications were there, so they were taking a lot of time with processing them, giving out offers. So, but with Sydney, it was relatively faster, but still,
mm-hmm.
there was some hurdles on the way, but it was fine. It worked out in the end.
Yeah, no, there's going to be a lot more incoming students coming from India mm-hmm. to apply to Australia. So the pool is only going to get more competitive. But yeah, so then in the end, like, how long did the overall process take?
I think for me, it took around 3 months.
Mm, okay.
So I applied in November, towards the end of November, and I was still in communication with the unis till February.
Okay.
So, and my course was starting from 15th Feb. And early days of Feb, I was still hearing back from them, still waiting for my COEs, my offer, a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So then when did you, arrive?
I arrived, 15th was my orientation for my program. You'll not believe I arrived in Sydney 2 hours before my orientation.
2 hours?
Yeah. I landed in Sydney at 8. My orientation was at 10. I ran from the airport, threw my bags in the room because I already had the accommodation part sorted,
mm-hmm.
and ran to the uni.
Oh my God. And what was going through your head?
I just didn't think of anything. I had to make it to the orientation because they're gonna they're gonna brief a lot about the course. You get to meet the class. Because after that, I think we only had one orientation for our course.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. I had to make it, so.
Yeah. And so going back to the restrictions, do you believe that these restrictions are important? And do you think that the majority of students are applying are under the category of using sham visas?
I personally believe that it's not only Indian students, it's students from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think any uni student does look forward to working part-time, if not full-time for sure, because uni does offer that leverage that you have time to pick up a job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to, I think it's not only Indian students, I don't get it. It's not like other students from other countries like China, mm-hmm. Europeans are not looking for jobs, right?
Yeah.
Why is this one particular diaspora the one who's being told that you're not allowed?
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with you on that. And especially, from student states like Punjab and Haryana, there's a lot of students that are going to be applying and they want the education outside because they know what that can provide for them. We know what the job market looks like, right? We see how things are. It's every field is getting more competitive. So people want to get...
Is that you cannot restrict the students just on the basis of this, right? If you want to restrict them on the basis of their merit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe you increase the merit that you only have academically inclined students here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. People who really want to study and are coming for courses that are actually intensive.
Yeah.
It's up to the authorities to figure a way around it. You just can't ban students from coming in.
Yeah, I agree. And I, if there are students who are trying to find loopholes into the system, I don't blame them, because some of them,
because it's not one diaspora who's doing it. I'm pretty sure that it's an innate need for a student to, I might just earn an extra buck while doing uni, because uni is expensive. And
yes.
I myself is searching for part-time jobs.
Yeah.
So it's not me. My entire class is doing so. How many students are you going to tell that, you can't take up jobs, you can't be working? Then that's not fair.
Yeah. No, I understand. And so what advice or what tips would you give to, international students that are currently applying to study in Australia?
I personally would just tell them that I get it. It's not fair opportunities for it because, but I also believe that it's up to the students that they stick to the rules of their visa
mm-hmm.
and not try to find ways around it, because it doesn't make it easy for the other incoming, you know, classes, incoming students. It doesn't make it easier for them.
Right.
Stick to your rules. If you have the student visa and you're allowed to work part-time,
mm-hmm.
if you're allowed to work full-time, but on like a regulated basis, do that. Don't try to find ways around it, because you just make it worse for the other people.
Yeah, exactly. And so...
And if you're really to work, I mean, apply for a work visa.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it legally.
Yeah. And so what are your plans after graduation?
After graduation?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really given it that much of a thought, but I definitely do not want to settle down here in the long run.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I would love the opportunity to work for a few years, maybe 2-3 years after graduating
mm-hmm.
here, then maybe go back to my country. But in the long run, I don't see myself settling down here.
Yeah. And is there like a reason why?
Because I am a very family oriented mm-hmm. person, mm-hmm. and I know making career is important, but I really want, in the long run, I want to be near my family.